Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Rutterstein tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
And Rob, as I said at the top of the show, great news. We hear it's just a grade one sprain on his right knee. Now, if I'm him, I'm not that the Duke doctors aren't good. I would also get a second opinion. It's too much at stake.
This you should guy always needs to have a second careful. Opinion, always.
Well, in my personal life, I don't always. You're talking about athletes.
No, I'm talking about if you have some sort of major thing going on. I'm right. I don't mean if you have a cold, you have to go to a second doctor.
You go to a doctor for a cold? You
know,
that soft?
You know what I mean. If there's
no,
something,
I don't.
Yeah,
now, now that you ripping.
I don't mean for a cold, but I mean like for something that just you know what I mean.
But anyway, I think he should get a second opinion. And my feeling, Rob, is that he should not step foot on the court again until he is as close to 100% as possible. Like, until he feels as good as he felt 3 days ago. Like that, I wouldn't step foot on. If the doctors are like, hey, you can play. I mean, it's not, you're not going to be 100% yet. It's going to be some soreness. You have to do some extra icing and treatment afterwards. You know, you won't quite have your explosiveness yet, but it'll come. I'm not stepping on the court under those circumstances. But if he's 100%, he can get out there. But let me say this. If tonight, and I don't expect to hear this, but if tonight he and his family said, look, we've talked about this as a family, and Zion's dream since he was a child has been to play in the NBA. And after what happened last night, we just don't want to risk further injury, and so he is going to sit out and prepare himself for the draft. I would have absolutely no problem with him doing that.
I would if he's healthy. And this is the conversation we're having is based on him being healthy, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, which he's not at the present time.
No, but I'm just saying, we're talking about health.
But this is also a kid that just suffered a scary injury. It turned out not to be serious, but he did suffer an injury. And look, I'm not saying he has to do that. I'm not saying he should necessarily. I know Skip Bayless has said he should do that. I'm just saying if he and his family were to come out and do that, I would not even think about ripping him, and there's no reason to rip him. The dude, if you can't see how competitive he is, then something's wrong with your eyes.
Yeah, but I just have a problem with the 18-year-old kid who doesn't want to play basketball.
It's not that he doesn't want to play.
I'm saying
it's
if
he's
healthy.
He's got how many millions of dollars waiting for him, and he says, look, I'm not risking it for a meaning. Look, it's nice to win an NCAA championship, playing the tournament and all that, but I'm not making money off this. My future is at stake.
So he shouldn't have played at Duke at all then. He shouldn't have played.
No, I'm not saying that. Don't turn it into that.
Well, but I'm saying you're saying I'm not getting
just experienced an injury.
No, I got it.
It's not like RJ Barrett or Trey Jones or any of these kids who haven't had that injury. He just suffered it.
No,
that's all I'm saying.
Okay. Well, all right.
I'm not saying sit down for a year and wait till you go to the NBA. But I'm saying late in the season, he just experienced a scare. I would be fine with it.
This is where I'm at. If it's an NFL player who's playing in a meaningless bowl game, I get that. And I supported it, Chris. You know I have. We've talked about it.
What's a meaningless bowl game?
I'm just talking about some bowl game that doesn't matter. Now, if you're playing in the national championship.
Is that the Rose Bowl? Is that meaningless?
Any game where there's not a championship at stake. That's what I'm talking. That to me, okay. That's meaningless.
So you didn't have a problem with Nick Bosa?
Not at all, okay? But if you're talking about Nick Bosa was playing for the national championship and didn't want to play, I'd have a problem with that, Chris. I would. And in this case, he's not on some bad college basketball team that's going to the NIT. If that was the case, Chris, I'm with you. He's playing for Duke. He has a chance to win a national championship that means something. And if he's healthy, you can't be afraid not to play. Now, if he's hurt, Chris, I'm with you. But this rush to, don't play anymore. That's it. Oh, my God, you shouldn't play. That's what you do. You're a player. You're going to have to practice over the next 3 months, 4 months before whatever the draft, you know what I mean? You're going to have to practice. You're going to have some contact and play against somebody as you keep preparing. You're not going to sit on the sidelines for the next 4 months and do nothing. So you are going to get some action, correct?
Well, of course you're going to work out.
That's all I'm saying.
But it's different than playing in a game.
And all I'm saying is, hold on, let me just finish. It's different from football. Every play in football could be your last, could be a career-ending injury. So I do get that, and that's all I'm saying. If you told me, should he play in the NIT against Iona? No, I'm with you. But if you're telling me, should he go on a championship run? He's healthy. He's taking time to get it healthy. He feels good. The doctor signed off. The second opinion doctor signs off. And he feels good. There's no reason why an 18-year-old kid shouldn't continue to play.
Well, there's plenty of reason. And the reason is that you got hundreds of millions of dollars waiting for you in the NBA. That's the reason. And so, I'm not saying he should. I'm not saying that I'd advise him to sit. I would advise him to sit until he's 100% and feels like he felt 2 or 3 days ago.
What's your gut? Is he going to play again, yes or no? Your gut?
I think he will, but I don't claim that. My gut is
no. Just your gut.
That's that important in this.
No, but I'm just asking you.
I think he will. I mean,
only because the news wasn't that bad today, and I'm not saying he's 100% or he didn't get injured.
Right now.
No, I'm just meaning that he didn't get injured. He got injured.
The one difference I think, which you mentioned football, is that football is one game. And basketball, it's like when you talk about them winning the national championship, I mean, you got to win 6 games in that tournament, not to mention the ACC tournament. So it's not like the championship is in – the one championship game is in 2 weeks, and he's saying, I'm not going to play in that one game. You have a long way to go. It's a long journey to get that national championship. So it's not like just playing one – game in football. That's my point.
No, but it's different from the standpoint of when you talk about one game, one play, you can get hurt in football.
That's
way more.
But
even more in football. You know that.
No, of course it's more, but it can still happen.
I get it, but I'm just saying in football, any one play and you're playing in a meaningless game, I would never tell a player to play in that game, and that's why even coaches have accepted it. They understand it. There is money, and there have been players. What was his name, Rob G, from Michigan, who played? Jake Butt.
Butt.
Right? Do you remember?
Yeah.
Chris, he played in a meaningless game and got hurt, and it cost him in the draft.
Was it Jalen Smith with the Cowboys?
Yes.
Too?
Another. Yeah. Right. So I've seen those situations. But have you ever seen a guy in a championship game for Alabama who's going to the league say he's not going to play? I'm asking you. Have you ever seen anybody?
I don't believe I have.
No, because they want to play. That's why they're there.
I'm sure Zion wants to play. And that's the thing. This isn't – I have no question in my mind he wants to play. The question is it the smart move?
But I'm asking you.
If he gets hurt after the draft in a summer league game or a training camp, guess what? He's still got that money. He still got that guaranteed
deal. So I'm asking you.
Right now he's out there. I know he's got insurance, but it's not the same.
Rob G, how many guys from Alabama went in the first round of the NFL draft? Should those guys at Alabama not play in the championship game
That's
just for the same?
That's one game, Rob.
No, what but I'm asking you,
Zion,
you can still get hurt.
You got to win six straight games in college basketball to get that national title. And again, I'm not arguing against him playing. Just so that's clear. What I would argue against is anyone else who ripped him. If he and his family came out and made a business decision, I would be like, come on. This dude, this changes generations. This is generational wealth. This guy is a future superstar. I got a Nike deal waiting for him. All of that is at stake.
But he wasn't hurt like that, Chris. You're making it like he was maimed yesterday.
The knee is nothing to play with.
No, but he wasn't maimed. He's day to day. He's not even out for 2 weeks. He's not even out day to day. They came back with a day to day. Not even he's going to be out for 3 weeks or a month.
They let Isaiah Thomas play.
That was on Isaiah.
What? What's the? How's it different?
He was able to play.
Doctors told
Isaiah,
him he could play.
Isaiah rushed
he was
back.
More than day to day.
He rushed back.
You're good to go.
No, go back and look at that. He rushed back, and I wouldn't have rushed back.
Doctors obviously told him he could play. He got a second opinion,
His injury was day-to-day and with the original injury, Chris?
At some point, the doctor said you can play.
No, I'm talking about the original injury wasn't day-to-day. It was a more serious injury.
It got to a point where they said you're good to go.
I'm disagreeing.
It didn't? So he defied doctor's orders?
I'm talking about the original diagnosis.
Original don't matter. What matters is the diagnosis
All I'm saying is if the kid is healthy.
His diagnosis at some point was you can play.
If the kid is healthy and wants to win a national championship, I have no problem with it.
He was going to get a $100 million contract, and this year he's playing for $2 million.
It was no guarantee he was getting no $100 million.
He wasn't going to get a max. But he was going to get 100. That ain't that big in the NBA anymore.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of BF Goodrich tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, Rob, I guess we really don't have a bet on whether or not the Lakers make the playoffs. We couldn't agree on parameters with the Jordans. We said, you
right,
know,
the bet's
I was
off,
saying,
right?
Right. If LeBron gets hurt, the bet's off, and you said no, it has to stand. I get it, but we can bet something smaller. You know, that's a big bet to not be sure of the parameters.
No, right.
We can bet
right.
wings or something like that.
All right,
that
that's fine.
All right, so we got this bet on will the Lakers make the playoffs. And bad news for you, brother, is what LeBron James said yesterday. Let's hear it.
You know, my level of intensity has to be, you know, unfortunately for me, because I don't like to do it at such an early time. I'm a little bit different, but it's been activated, so look forward to seeing what we can do.
You know you in trouble. Get my wings now.
Yes, sir, Brownies.
Give me my wings now.
I thought he was activated the other day in Atlanta when he had the triple-double,
no,
28,
he told
16,
he
and 11.
That
wasn't activated?
He can
activated?
Get a triple-double without being activated.
Okay.
So wait till he's activated.
I'm not even buying LeBron.
You're going to see it in a few
hours. LeBron, because the last time, I don't know, the last time I was I needed some activator was when I had my jerry curl back in high school. That's the only activator I know.
I don't even
know.
Think Kawhi liked that one.
Yes.
I can't believe it. DJ Teicher gave
you. You remember, Kawhi, Chris, you had the activator, too, on your hair with a plastic bag so you wouldn't stain up the couch and the pillows.
My brother was like that. I just put a little extra Ultra Sheen in. I didn't have to go full.
You didn't have to go.
Curl.
He did the full-blown activator. I don't even.
Yeah. Did you have a jerry curl?
You know I didn't have no jerry curl. No way.
They weren't as big in New York as they were in the Midwest
and the South, too.
You're right. Midwest, South, and the West.
New Yorkers weren't wearing that. Come on,
man. New Yorkers, I give y'all credit for that. Y'all,
we were like, no.
It's hard to believe jerry curls were actually that popular.
Come on. ED.
And they were.
ED had a jerry curl. Eric Dickerson.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Remember the NWI Ice Cube had a Jerry Curl?
They all had Jerry Curls.
Yeah, it was really popular.
But I don't understand what he means. I just think it sounds nice. He's activated. I don't know about the rest of his teammates. I'm not buying all in. He's played. He's been back for six games. So you're telling me he wasn't trying in those five games that he played in?
Was he not playing? He's had to pace himself.
No, but I'm asking in the five games when he first came back and they had lost six out of 18. I mean, were 6-12 in his absence. He came back laxed. Is that what he's saying?
I think that anybody that plays basketball knows there are different levels you go at. I mean, we see it in the playoffs. Guys raise their games all the time. Teams raise their games. We've seen it for sure with LeBron. Look, I think LeBron has looked at it for the last few years as he's gotten older as, look, I'm going to coast, for lack of a better word, through the regular season. I don't really care what our seed is or what our record is. Let's just get in, try to be playing well, and then I will turn it up for the playoffs. And look, he's played 60 more playoffs games than Michael Jordan, 110 more regular season games. He can't, at his age, with his wear and tear, he can't go full bore for 82 games and the playoffs.
I just, it's a lot of talk. I'll believe it when I see it. Win some big games, and then maybe I'll believe that he's activated. They lose tonight to Houston, and he ain't activated.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bredestein tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bredestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
And you really can't talk about Antonio Brown without talking about Ben Roethlisberger, the quarterback. Their relationship is one of the reasons that Antonio really wants out of Pittsburgh. And so Colbert addressed that as well. Here's one quote that really stuck out to me when he was talking about Ben Roethlisberger. This is from Kevin Colbert, their GM. He said, "Ben is the unquestioned leader of this group. Like I said, he's the elder statesman and the Super Bowl winner. If our players were smart, they'd listen to him because he's been there. He's done it. He can tell them, no, guys, what you're doing is or is not good enough to do this." And I honestly believe that that can be a burden on him more often than he may like to admit, because he has to. He's got 52 kids under him, quite honestly. I want them to step up and say, "Hey, Ben, what do I have to do? Can I do this better? What do we have to do to win a Super Bowl?" I think that once you win it, you've got 53 guys who can say what it took. Right now, he's the only one, so I have no problem with him. Well, Rob, I have a problem with that statement. And let me say this. A lot of times, as an African-American here in America, and all the history of this country, the history of oppression, racial discrimination, so on and so forth, and still some of it going on today, there are a lot of things that are said that aren't said with racist intent. And the person saying it, typically a white person, may not mean have racist intent or be a racist. But they don't sit well with a lot of African Americans, again, because of the history of this country. And I don't know Kevin Colbert at all. I'm not going to accuse him of being a racist at all. I'm assuming he's not a racist. They got a black head coach. Obviously, he works with a lot of black players. I'm not accusing him of racism or being a racist at all. But when you say this, particularly, he's got 52 kids under him, and the majority of those quote-unquote kids are African-American men.
Grown men.
It doesn't sit well with me as a black man, because for the majority of this country's history, the majority of it, there has been a concerted effort to keep black men in a state of perpetual adolescence as boys. I mean, we were even called boys by young, you could be a grown man historically, and a little white boy could call you a boy. So this does not sit well with me. Again, I don't think Kevin Colbert had any racist intent whatsoever. But when he calls grown men, he called all men, the white players too. But I'm saying as a black man.
Right.
It really rubs me the wrong way to say you got 52 kids, grown men who are kids, under this white leader who is not impeccable himself.
Had his own lapses in judgment.
Major lapses, major issues, and you talking about him like he's some model citizen, and everybody
and
else,
he's done
including
everything
the white
right,
players,
right.
Yeah, are a bunch of kids. So I just got to get that off my chest. Again, I'm not saying he's racist, but there's certain things that rub us as blacks the wrong way because of our experience in this country, and that's one of them.
No, I hear you. I didn't like the tone of it. I just didn't like the quotes, the way that it came out. Do you know what I mean? I'm with you.
Right.
And I just don't think that anybody, I don't care who it was, and I'm going to say this, Chris, and don't faint. I don't think Bill Belichick would have said that and said that all the players need to follow Tom Brady and be in that vein. And he would have even more to say, right, because he's done more winning than Ben. But
Brady's got a clean, you know, obviously there was Deflategate and stuff
right,
like that.
But you know what I mean.
His personal life. Yeah, he's
But
clean.
I don't think that they would ever say, do you know what I mean?
I agree with you.
I don't.
I totally agree.
So everybody totally says agree. I always rip the Patriots. I'm telling you, I don't believe I would hear that. And I think
I think you're right.
And I just think that his point might have been that Ben is our leader until further notice, and if you wanted to go out and say that, he's the quarterback and all that. But I just think he took it too far. And you're right. We come with baggage whether people want to acknowledge it or not.
Right.
It's a tough existence. Seriously. It just is. So
yeah.
I could see where some players could listen to that and say, what? I'm a grown man. I got three kids and a wife.
Right. And you're calling me a kid.
Right. I can make decisions. I know right from wrong. I know how to go to work, roll up my sleeves, Chris, right? Get my lunch pail. I know how to do all that.
Yep. Well, I first of all, I commend you for bringing up Belichick and Brady because obviously you've been critical of them. But you're right. I would be shocked if they said anything like
that. Yeah.
Right. And as to your point, Brady would be, you know, he's much more of a leader than Ben is. His record is clean off the field. And
right.
He's won more. And the whole nine yards, he's more mature, all of that. Players, you don't hear them criticizing him and about how he criticizes them. And I think Colbert did. I have no problem with him coming out and saying, Ben is our leader. Ben is our quarterback.
Ben is our quarterback.
Ben has won two Super Bowls. You know, I'm fine with that. But like you said, he went way too far.
I think he went too far.
I mean, and this he basically said they can't question Ben.
Right, that Ben is unquestionable and just do what he says and listen and take his wrath whenever he wants to come down on you. That's really what he said. As if you're fourth graders and he's the teacher.
Yep.
Right? A fourth grader, they don't talk back, right? They haven't earned that.
Right.
You're asking grown men to just accept if Ben wants to criticize them. And remember this, it's not just Ben criticizing them to their face. He does it on his radio show.
Yep. Yep.
It's not just a private conversation where somebody could say, dude, I need you to do better. I'm sorry.
Well, and this supports what Antonio Brown said about him when he tweeted that Ben has an owner mentality. And you can see why he has it. Because, I mean, I'm sure Ben knows that Colbert feels this way about him.
Yep.
He's probably showed him that. And you can say this about a coach. But and honestly, Rob, even if you said this about a head coach, some players would have a little issue with it, right?
Yep.
I mean, and they should have an issue when you say you got 52 kids. Any grown man should have an issue with you calling him a kid or a boy. Okay, that's what he did. But even if you say this is the type of terminology you use for a coach, he's the boss, they should do what he says. And then some players are still, and somewhat rightly so, because they're grown men, say, look, if I have a question about something we're doing, I'm going to speak my mind about it. Now, I'll submit to the coach ultimately, but I feel like I can also have a say. You know what I mean?
At any job, where we work, if there's something that's going on, we can have a conversation with our bosses here at Fox Sports Radio or at FS1. And say we don't like that. It doesn't mean we're being disrespectful or we can't take authority, but there's certain limits to where as a man you stand up and say, "Nah, I'm not doing that." Or I don't agree with that. And you'd have to explain it a little bit to me for me to have to justify it.
Yeah, he went way too far. I'm sorry, Ben, you know, again, anybody you said this about would be going too far, but especially Ben. And that's why, you know, remember I've talked about Ben needs to reach out to AB. They need to sit down man to man. I'm not putting it all on Ben. I think AB, if he has issues with Roethlisberger and the way he feels like he's
using him. Right, they should have a conversation.
Yeah, he should be man enough to be like, look, man, let's sit down face to face and talk it out. Doesn't mean we're going to fight. We're just going to have a conversation. You know,
all right. hey, Chris.
But why would Ben do it if he's not, you know, if this is how he's viewed within the organization from management?
Ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.